Investigations are continuing into the murder on Sunday night of the loyalist Ian Ogle in East Belfast. The 45-year-old suffered a fractured skull, was stabbed 11 times and was left to die in the street. Yesterday, the police said the East Belfast UVF was one of their lines of inquiry. A possible involvement was raised by the Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly, when he met senior police officers on Wednesday. I spoke to him this morning just before we came on air.
It was a horrific murder. You see the effect that it's had on the community, and that was a cross community, and that was great to see. I mean, I did a meeting with the PSNI, and one of the people who were at it, Bobby Singleton, you've seen on the media, leads in the Paramilitary Crime Task Force. They were already telling me that the East Belfast UVF are on their top five ongoing investigations, and that was before this horrific murder. And I suppose what I was saying to them is, you know, well, how has this gone on so long? This is obviously, I put some hard yesterday, because it's very obvious from the evidence that was given by the police officer who did the press conference, the senior investigating officer, that this was organised, that it was clearly an organisation. And the statement put out by the East Belfast UVF, I think, will be looked at with disbelief.
Well, the East Belfast UVF is one line of inquiry. Nothing has been determined. The investigation is ongoing.
That's right. And frankly, I mean, I understand the police saying that because they have to look at every angle that there is. But this is on a more general basis. I mean, if you go back to young Gemma McGrath a few years ago, he was shot 9 times by the same organisation. If you look at the drugs dealing, if you talk to people on the street in terms of drugs dealing, the racketeering, I heard a report on this morning, Good Morning Ulster, in terms of how people are brought in, especially young people brought into these organisations. The fact is that they're now a criminal gang. This is 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement. It's time, and I have to say, I searched for comments by the DUP over the last number of days. Most of the comments, and of course Brexit dominates everything, but most of the comments around criticising the type of language that's been used by politicians in Europe. And yet there doesn't seem to be anything in terms of pressing the political leadership to show that the UVF are not acceptable, and loyalist paramilitaries, indeed any paramilitaries, are not acceptable on the streets 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement.
Well, the DUP have made it clear over many years that they find any violence abhorrent, don't they? They've made that very clear.
Yes, you're right, Stephen, and they have made it clear. But, you know, this is a very specific and horrific death which happened. We know that at least 5 people were involved in it. We know that a car was used. The details were given out clearly that it was organised. And I think people are wondering about the quietness of political unionism in terms of the last 4 or 5 days.
Well, we were
critical of the PSNI and said it to them at the meeting of them and not being out explaining what was going on, and they went out. But the DUP seemed to be quite silent.
Well, we've been in touch with the DUP this morning. It'll be interesting to see if they do. We've asked them what they want to say about this horrific murder, and let's see if they want to say anything. In terms of the police, Gerry, it's very hard to take down paramilitary organisations, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It is quite hard. But, I mean, if we deal with this specific case without at all affecting the investigation, we now know that this intimidation was going on for 14 months. I'm presuming, but it is a presumption, that the police knew about that. If they did know about that, then waiting 14 months and then a death at the end of it, I think for the family involved and the community, is quite frightening. That something like that can go on that long, and there must be some notion. And again, I understand the difficulties in getting evidence or turning intelligence into evidence. But if a particular family has been targeted for 14 months, then there must be some way that you can deal with that.
And let's distance, just finally, from this particular incident, this particular murder. What are you hearing about the East Belfast UVF? How prolific, how active do you think they are?
Well, I'm hearing probably the same as yourself, Stephen, and many others. This is not a new story. I mentioned Gemma McGrath, who's very lucky to be alive, but on an ongoing basis. I mean, to be very frank with you, there's people, not from East Belfast, by the way, but there's people who come into, usually from West Belfast or North Belfast, who come into our offices who complain about lawless paramilitaries and the type of grip they have on the, and they're quite frustrated about the type of grip that they have on the community. Intimidation is an ongoing process. There's programs recently about some of the money laundering. I think it was Spotlight not so long ago in terms of North Belfast. So they are acting as criminal gangs, and worse than that, they're acting as criminal gangs within their own community. And that is very difficult for especially working class people who are having it tough enough at this moment in time without having to deal with the scourge of drugs or intimidation or racketeering.
And the daughter of Mr. Ogle has told the newsletter that Mr. Ogle's son is still under threat.
Well, that's exactly the point. And we have examples of this in Manchester as well. Some of these organisations come out and threaten, you know, hundreds of workers at times. But this is a very specific threat in the family. We raised it with it was Bobby Singleton and another police officer we met, and we raised the issue of the safety of the family. In these circumstances, I think the young woman was very, very brave, and no one could listen to her without being touched by the type of courage that she's shown, and of course the emotional trauma that she's going through.
Jerry, just before I leave you this morning, I think it would be remiss for me not to ask you this question, again distancing it from this horrific murder. In terms of the East Belfast UVF, who, you know, wrongly, but they will think that they are representing and protecting their community. They will think that they have the right to make decisions and hand out some type of street justice. And obviously, you were there at one stage in your life. You understand that thinking. What would you say to them?
Well, no, I don't. And to be very clear about this, and I don't know if you heard the police on earlier talking about this themselves. You know, whatever about during the conflict, what the loyalist organisations and very particularly this section of it has turned into a criminal gang. I don't think that they believe that they're protecting the community. I think they are involved in drugs dealing. They're involved in intimidating people. And if you don't agree with them, then that's it. And if you listen to it this morning, the evidences are that they are inveigling or forcing young and indeed some older people on it, whether it's to do with debt or whether it's to do with, and sometimes that's drugs debt, and then they own them, basically, is the only way to put it. So I think 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement, 20 years after the conflict, to make that comparison, frankly, is not a comparative that stands up.
Jerry Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we said within that interview that we would go to the DUP. We did indeed go to them. They wouldn't come on. They give us a statement within which they say Jerry Kelly is talking nonsense. It's quite disgraceful, says the DUP, to try and score a political point. The DUP at all levels has condemned the murder and attended the vigil on Wednesday night. I've also been speaking to the loyalist blogger, Jimmy Bryson.
Let me just actually start by saying that the murder of Ian Ogle was appalling. It was barbaric. It was utterly disgraceful. And regardless of who was involved or whatever flag of convenience that they may claim, it was not done in the name of loyalism. It was not done in the name of any cause. It is unjustifiable. And the perpetrators of that wicked and evil crime must be brought to justice. And as I said at the start of the week, anybody with any information should take it to the PSNI. And I would be somewhat surprised if any genuine loyalist would in any way seek to impede that. And I have to say, from what I've heard, all loyalists have been equally appalled by this barbaric attack.
I wonder, is East Belfast UVF, you wouldn't be too far away from their thinking. I wonder, are they appalled by this barbaric attack?
Well, any loyalists that I have spoken to, including senior loyalists in East Belfast, are absolutely disgusted and appalled by this attack. There's nothing that could justify the attack on Ian Ogle. And as I said, regardless of who was involved, as we say, the police have different lines of inquiry, but it doesn't matter who was responsible for this. Whoever it was should be brought to justice, because there can be absolutely no justification for this absolutely evil and wicked attack.
Mr. Ogle or his son, there were appointments made for so-called punishment beatings. I wonder who's making those appointments.
Well,
if it's not the East Belfast UVF.
I don't know about that, and I don't want to speculate about that, as the police officer during the press conference said yesterday. Speculation doesn't help the investigation, and I think at this point in time, everybody's focus should be on assisting the grieving family in any way possible, giving them the space to grieve. They've asked for that. I noticed they put a statement out yesterday for the local councillor asking for some space, and I think they should be afforded that, and the police should be given every support and every opportunity to carry out their investigation. It doesn't matter, as I say, who was involved in this. It is despicable and it is disgraceful, and it cannot be justified. And I don't think any loyalist would seek to justify it, and I have to say that. I have spoke to senior loyalists in East Belfast, and they are appalled. They are absolutely, utterly disgusted by this.
Do you mean you've spoken to the UVF about this?
I have spoke to loyalists. I spoke to people from all backgrounds.
Including the UVF.
And I have spoke to people from all backgrounds in East Belfast, all loyalists, and I have yet to find one who would in any way seek to justify this. I've yet to find one who is not utterly disgusted.
Well, Jimmy, the UVF, and in particular the East Belfast UVF, they'd be pretty well placed, wouldn't they, to be able to help the police themselves?
Well, as I say, I as an individual, was on the news on Monday, and I called for anybody with any information to take it to the police and to assist the PSNI. And I said at that point in time, I would be somewhat surprised if any loyalist, and that includes the UVF, took any type of different view than that, or would seek to impede that. And I think we're now on Friday morning, and I haven't heard anybody contradict that call for people to take information to the PSNI. And I think any sensible and right-thinking person would support that. There's absolutely no justification for this. Nobody could seek to justify this. And anybody I've spoken to, nobody has sought to justify that. As I repeatedly said, everybody is equally disgusted by this. And regardless of what flag of convenience people try and put on this or people try and claim, this was not done, could not have been done in the name of loyalism. It was barbaric, and it was totally and utterly disgusting.
Yeah, you see, beyond this incident, the police are saying that the East Belfast UVF is one of their top five priorities in terms of line of investigations. It's one of five priority investigations being carried out by the Paramilitary Crime Task Force on an ongoing basis. What is the point of the UVF?
Well, look, I think that's a discussion that you would need to take up with the UVF. And I say again, if the...
You wouldn't be too far away from their thinking. What's the point of them?
I'm not a member of the UVF, and I can't speak for the UVF. But the Paramilitary Crime Task Force, if they're pursuing crime and they're pursuing it equally and fairly, then that is fine. But I think all of that is a discussion for a different day. What has happened this week is disgraceful, is appalling, and I think we should be using this platform and this opportunity to encourage people to cooperate with the PSNI investigation and to pass on any information they have, regardless of how insignificant, to try and help this investigation and bring to justice the people that carried out this barbaric attack.
OK. Jimmy Bryson, thank you very much.